This segment is brought to you courtesy of Equity Smart Realty, Inc. Buying, selling, renting, or developing, we at Equity Smart will serve you well. Visit us at www.equitysmartrealty.com or call us 888-670-6791, 888-670-6791.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined today by a special guest, Miss Alicia Boyd, who is from MTOPP, the Movement to Protect the People, and FLAC, Flower Lovers Against Corruption. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
You're so welcome. So tell us what's been happening. Let's talk about the Brooklyn Botanic Garden conflict of interest.
There were a lot of things happening. There was a major development being planned along the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens, and this plan has been in effect since 2014, mm-hmm. when developers brought along the strip that has height limits of 6 to 7 stories that were put in 1991 to protect the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens for overshadows. Well, the developers brought it because it's right against the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens and will give great views. And they had instrumented a process to rezone the community. And so that's when actually MTOP formed. And this was a district-wide rezoning. During the course of many months and years of struggle and fighting at the community board level not to get the district rezoning done, we found that, in fact, some of the developers of the project had interest on BBG's board. And so we found that some of the developers' business associations and monetary associations had board members on BBG's board, causing a serious conflict of interest. One such conflict was the fact that BBG had sold its building, it had a science building, sold it to Cornell Realty, which was the property owner of two of the lots that had been bought. And they had made a profit of $23 million. BBG made a profit of $23 million off of the sale of this property to Cornell Realty and Associates, so to speak. So Cornell Realty was the deal maker. And then when Cornell Realty decided to rezone the properties along BBG, BBG basically had we're not going to say anything about it. We don't think it's going to cause any damage. And then that rezoning got passed. We filed a lawsuit against that particular rezoning, and we just won on the merits of the case of that lawsuit. We just found out on December 10th that we won that lawsuit. And then there was the other development site, which we call the Monster, which is owned by Continuum and with Boots Etchner as the head of Continuum. And again, we found that BBG's board has interests, its board members have interest in Continuum, either by having previous work with Continuum or providing financing to Continuum. So again, there is the conflict of interest. And so we've been putting a lot of pressure on our elected officials and BBG to step up to the plate about this issue, because the Monster was supposed to be bringing in 45 stories in a 6 to 7 story height limited zone. And the studies, the initial studies that had been done, was that it was going to destroy 50% of the plant life of BBG within 10 years.
So explain to our listeners why all this that you've been going through, the lawsuits and the fighting, why is it so important to the community and how they can support, you know, the cause and MTOPP?
Well, the one of the basic concerns was the fact that Crown Heights is the second most affordable community in Brooklyn, and it also is the densest. So we're packed with people, tons and tons of affordable housing, And we understood that the developments that were being proposed, an additional 7,000 to 8,000 new residents into the community, would have a devastating effect upon the community's affordability. As, you know, these luxury high rises, you know, span up to the sky with no height limits, you know, it would basically drastically change the character of the neighborhood, as well as cause a lot of displacement as other property owners and landlords, you know, raise up rents because these, you know, large-scale luxury developments were coming through. So it was really to protect the community against a massive amount of displacement, and then also to protect our public green space. I mean, the Brooklyn Botanic Gardens is a renowned cultural institution. Mm-hmm. That's known all throughout the world. You know, it's 52 acres, and, you know, the destruction of the plants within 10 years is just unfathomable. We can't get more green space, right? We're not making more green space. So to damage a cultural institution in the name of creation of affordable housing was just not doable. And then, of course, the argument was, well, but they're creating all this affordable housing. But when we looked at the numbers, we realized that the target populations of the affordable category was not for the people in the community. They were really targeting people who make, you know, between $100,000 and $135,000. And our community, our average medium income is between $40,000 and $50,000. So the affordable category was again going to draw in a higher income bracket. So the entire project, 1,500 residential units or apartments, was going to be for people who don't live in the community and definitely cause the displacement of the existing population.
Okay, great. So how can people get involved in supporting your organization and the work that you're doing?
Well, they could you know, contact us through MTOP, www.mtopp.org. Again, that's www.m as in Mary, T as in Tom, O-P-P.org. And you can reach out to us and ask to be on our email list. And then you can call us at 718-703-3086. Again, 718-703-3086. And that way you can follow us, and then you can support us. You can get on our email list, and then you can make donations, mm-hmm. and you can help flyer, and you can help spread the word. There's all kinds of activities that you can do to help us. So we appreciate all the support that we can get.
And we appreciate you as well, Ms. Boyd. I'm sorry, you were saying something?
I wanted to just say one other thing, that we filed, you know, two lawsuits already on this. The first one, as I said, we've won, and the second one is in court, so we definitely need a lot of support for those lawsuits, because this is the way in which we hold our city council person, Lori Cumbo, accountable for these rezonings, and we also challenge them in a court of law for their lawfulness, or in this case, unlawfulness. So it's important to keep supporting us in our efforts.
Thank you. And we appreciate the hard work that you're doing. And we do ask our listeners, our audience, to support you in any way they can. We want to wish you the very best for the new year. Happy holidays. And we look forward to having you back again.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay.
You're
and definitely
welcome.
Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas and Hanukkah. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Equity Smart Realty, Inc. Buying, selling, renting, or developing, we at Equity Smart will serve you well. Visit us at www.equitysmartrealty.com or call us 888-670-6791. 888-670-6791.